Hello?
Hi, Robin. Robin, this is Paul. I am the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, one of my mapping coordinators, and she was having a little bit of technical difficulty transferring the call over to me, but of course she did want me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course answer all of your questions, and then she says, you guys are new to Maine, trying to transfer the business and get new customers in Maine. So she's actually wanting me to kind of use that to apply our new in business rate. I know she does want me to make this affordable for you. And the new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, one thing I did want to ask, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for Dan's Excavation?
Well, we have one, but it's through, it's just right now we're just trying to expand, so it's kind of, everything's kind of up in the air right now.
Okay.
And we're going through Angie's List.
Okay.
And so we have everything up there right now.
Okay. So I see that you have like, well, it's a profile page within Angie's or HomeAdvisor's website.
Yeah,
kind of homeadvisor.com/Dan's Excavation, a bunch of numbers in HTML. What I'm talking about is like a fully customized .com website specifically for Dan's Excavation. And it's okay if you don't have one. You know, most of our clients don't have a website, especially younger businesses. And I know that technically you're not a brand new business working in Massachusetts for so long. Actually, Tara said that Dan's been doing this pretty much his whole life. So that's kind of the best of both worlds, actually, because, you know, we can easily promote Dan's Excavation as the guy you should trust, the guy you should call, the guy with experience. And because you're new to the area, I will be more than happy to apply that new in business rate. And it actually does save you 50% off the normal cost of the service. And Robin, we do build websites in-house. We build websites for our clients that don't have one, or they have an old one, or they're trying to build one themselves. It's not going well. Obviously, our job is not just to put you on the first page of Google where people could see you. It is, of course, to make sure you're getting phone calls. So we have to give the people who see you on that first page the good and compelling reasons why they should call you. We know a website does just that. It gives them the reasons. They can see that you are in the area. They can see that you're doing the type and quality of work that they're looking for. They can see even before and after photos and things like that. Now, I'm going to send a request right now to my supervisor to see if she will allow me to include the website at no additional cost. You know, again, like the website's going to mean more phone calls, but it also will mean a higher quality call. You know, someone who had a chance to take a look at your website and then decided to call you. I mean, obviously that's someone who saw something that they liked. They're calling hoping that Dan's available, hoping you know, that the price is fair. So we want you to see success right from the very beginning. It's actually a month-to-month service, you know, no long-term contract. So we do want you to have a website. It's actually my job as a pricing director to make this affordable for you. We know if you give it the opportunity to work, you're going to see the results you're looking for, and nobody cancels on profit. Your success would be our success. Now, as far as pricing goes, it is designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service for the entire month, especially with that new in business rate saving you 50%. It would save you exactly $300 each and every single month. It's not like a promotional or introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you down the road. It is just designed to make it and keep it affordable for younger companies, even though you're just kind of new to the area, not new altogether. I do want to make this affordable for you, especially with the move, and even Angie comes with an expense. So it brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 is an exact amount. You're not paying for leads on top of that. Of course, it's not like a lead-based service. You're not paying for a phone number that you have to follow up with know, kind of be in a bidding war with your competitors, you will just simply get more phone calls directly to you. And again, most likely from someone who saw a website that we can build for you. Still waiting to hear back from my supervisor if we can include that website. Now, this is going to include first page placement on Google, but also first page placement on Bing. Almost 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google. We want you and Dan to get those phone calls too. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. In fact, there would be Facebook paid ads as well. Terrace's, you know, pretty much, all of Maine would be fair game for the right client. So we definitely want to get you found throughout your entire service area. Now, Terrace's, you obviously want to run that by Dan. Are you able to call him now?
Right now he probably will not pick up because I tried calling him before you guys even called me.
I was
having an issue and I tried to call him and I'm still waiting on a call back.
Gotcha. Okay. Right. Yeah. So he probably would have responded back if you've already contacted him or tried to. So let me do this. And I know that you will talk to him in the next couple of hours, I would think. I'm going to put this one on a soft hold until we speak with you guys again, kind of the officially the right of first refusal. What that means is that essentially we're not going to continue to call through the area until we speak with you or with Dan. I mean, obviously, from Tara's notes, it looks like you're kind of handling this part of the business. And we run into this all the time. I know that you guys aren't yet married, but when it is husband and wife, you know, the husband does the work, the wife kind of runs the business, runs the marketing and things like that. This is a very common scenario. So I definitely do want to kind of honor that. Now, what is a good email address then either for you or for the business itself? Oh, I can just barely hear you. You said Dan's Excavation. Was that at gmail.com? Oh, I might have lost you altogether. I'm not able to hear you. Oh, that's much better. I don't know what happened, but I lost you for a second. You said that was Dan's Excavation at gmail.com?
Yep. Then after Dan's Excavation, the number 13.
Oh, the number 13. So just yes. Dan's Excavation, of course, no apostrophe, and then 13@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to get an email out to you. I'm waiting still. I guess it's kind of a busy Monday, but I'm still waiting to see if we can include that website at no cost. This package already comes with a landing page. It's a robust package. It's our platinum package. There's going to be a link on the email to the pricing page. You can see exactly what you're getting. I'm really just requesting that we upgrade from like a one-page website to a fully custom website. I'll know in a minute, I think, and then I'll send that email out to you guys. And then you think you would speak with Dan in the next couple of hours? You want me to give you a call?
Yeah, probably within the next few hours. I actually have another call coming in right now.
I can hear it. Yeah, I'll definitely let you go, and I'll check back in with you in a couple few hours, okay?
All right, thank you.
I appreciate you, Robin. You take care. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.